Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Today we want to consider securing higher grounds. Please be seated for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing I would like to share with us this morning, and I want you to sit down comfortably, but don't sit on your notebooks and on your pen. Don't sit on your mouth, because God will be speaking to you. The first thing I want to share with you this morning is that no matter what you have experienced in God, there are higher levels. There are higher realms. John walked with Jesus for so many years. John was like a spiritual father in the body of Christ then. But when he had a glimpse of the throne room, in fact, the scripture says to us in Revelation chapter 1 that when John saw Jesus, he fell down like a dead man. There was a Jesus he didn't know. You can't put your head on this one's shoulder or chest and you are saying, "Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus." That is one level. There are dimensions of him. When you see, you come into deliverance. You'll be free. Because those are higher levels of revelation. So today, the first thing we need to talk about is the fact that there are greater possibilities in God. And that you only remain relevant to the degree of the things God is showing you. You know, many years ago, when Christianity came to Nigeria, through the first churches, they struggled. They struggled to grow. They had members. But many of the first fruits, the people who first came to Christianity in Nigeria, were still active practitioners of their father's religion. In fact, in Ogun State, there was a song we used to sing. That song, you may not know that song, though. And if you are from Ogun State, shout hallelujah. If on your birth certificate you have Ogun State there, shout hallelujah. They are not here, so I can sing. Okay, there's one sister there. You may not know this song, though. But when there was resistance to accepting the Christian faith, the churches then, I will not mention their names, they tried to look for, you know them, they tried to look for a way to make Christianity cohabit with traditional religion. So they used to sing a song. Awa Oshoro, Ile Wao, Awa. Do you know the song? Ah, you see. Even you that you are an ancient immortal, you don't know the song. Awa Oshoro, Ile Wa. Who knows the meaning of that song? Hey. I am afraid that in the next few years, our children will not speak our languages again. Because if you don't even know the meaning of that song. So the meaning of the song, let me just help your destiny, is that you see, Pastor Tokwa is on level 4. But this immortal here is on level 8. It's an ancient immortal. But I will not sing the old song, but this is the meaning of the song. That we will perform the rituals of our father's house, of our land, our native land, that being a Christian does not mean that we should neglect our father's culture and rituals. Huh? So it was a popular song. So those who are very old, they know that song. So Christianity was growing, but with mixture. I'm going somewhere. If you want to gain higher ground, you must be ready for warfare. That's where I'm going. You must be ready for what? Because no land or ground will be given to you free of charge. Samuel told David, you will be king, and he anointed him. Samuel never told him, you will need to kill Goliath. That one you will find out on the way. Why didn't the prophet tell me? They will not. If we tell you everything, you will run. You must be ready for spiritual warfare. You must be trained for spiritual warfare. You must grow in spiritual warfare. Your spiritual ranking is based on the battles you have fought. Not the big grammar in your mouth. If you have ever been challenged as a single person and you could not get married and you stayed with the Lord and fought that battle and won, the next time you see somebody that is telling you, I'm giving up, you tell the person, don't give up. I've been there. In fact, you will tell the person, me, I didn't even think I would ever get married. God had to bring. So what did you do? The Lord gave me a word. The Lord told me to stand on the word. The Lord told me that I must never act desperate. The Lord gave me 5 rules that I must keep. And I stood on those things. And he brought the man. You don't know who the man is. It's God that will bring him. It was God that brought Adam to Eve. Come on, say amen. And you can't make any man stay or any woman stay because women even have options now. So when there was mixture, the Lord now brought a church into Nigeria called the Apostolic Church. That church believed in divine healing. They were doing well, but they had a bit of a challenge. They did not believe in using drugs. That was the church Apostle Babalola used to attend. Babalola believed you can use drugs. Then when the Lord visited Babalola, at some point, when they could no longer reconcile some of the doctrinal issues, CAC was born. CAC in Nigeria is a child of TAC. And you need to know your history. Huh? You need to know your history. There are things we do in the church today that have their root in paganism. Are you with me? If you don't know, you will think it's trend. For instance, praying with beads. Huh? Beads. As its root in Hindu and Buddhist religion. It wasn't the church that started it. If you don't know your history, you will just think that, oh, simply because they changed the color of the beads, that it's okay. No, it's not okay. The root is not in Christ. Jesus didn't give it to us. No apostle gave it to us. So what are you doing with it? Throw it away. One day I will come and I will talk about rituals in the church that we must destroy. Because you don't know. You are practicing a strange religion, but you put Jesus on it. Ayo Babalola was the one that brought contention against witches. The church tried to shut his face and look the other way. Babalola said, no. I'm coming to So-So village next week. All you witches gather, I'll be, let's meet. And as he was defeating the spirit of witchcraft, revival was happening. Revival was happening. So if you are here and you are listening to me and you think that your level in your career has exonerated you from spiritual warfare, I'm not saying you should fight, but I'm saying we need to train you. Because when you get to a level, you will meet with it. My wife worked in an organization where our line manager used to carry cowrie shells that they dedicated at the old court in his pocket and wear suit, put the thing inside. And he'll be rubbing it while talking to their senior manager. That one will just be signing everything. But the guy was wearing suit. You want to get married to a brother, you went to visit him, you notice there's a door that is always locked. Oga, open this door, I want to see what's there. I'm not joking. Some of you are just too much in love, and that's your problem. Open this door. Say it's tall. Open it. We heard there's one manager that has shrine in his house. He used to put cowrie shells in. I want to see what you have here. They opened the man has a shrine in his house that his wife. They opened the plate. It was a complete shrine. Turtle, calabash, like a standard shrine. But it's a manager in the bank. There you see him in the NPR meeting. Good morning, Michael. You too, you greet him. The hand that he used to touch his idols before coming. And you did not pray this morning. So who is going to secure higher ground? It is those that know their God. That shall be what? They shall be strong. That means my knowledge is only commensurate. My strength, rather, is only to the degree to which I personally know God. And when you talk about knowing God, you are talking about his person, you are talking about his nature, you are talking about his character, you are talking about his divinity, you are talking about his holiness, you are talking about his capacity, you are talking about his love. You are talking about various aspects, and to the degree to which you master one level, power will be given. The devil is in the marketplace. Don't be deceived. The devil is in the marketplace. It was Ayo Babalola that brought that revelation of victory over witchcraft. And when he died, the archbishop said, Ayo Babalola achieved in 6 weeks what the Catholic Church could not achieve, or Anglican Church, in 60 years. Because there was demonstration of power. You don't need to be a pastor to walk in power. You need to be serious. That's all. That's all. Everybody in this church, every Christian, every genuine Christian, should be a child of power. You should be familiar with the terrain of power. Because there are things that will happen in your life that may not require wisdom. They require a strong answer. Let me tell you, the God that killed Pharaoh, you know God killed Pharaoh and his army, and he did not blink. Hello? I say he did not blink. He's still the same one on the throne, no? He was still the same God. Somebody says his Old Testament. Ananias and Sapphira. Is that New Testament? Huh? Okay, there was a king, is it Herod, that stood and said, when he was speaking, people say this is the voice of an angel of God. Is the voice of an angel? Hey, Cicero, an angel came. Pop. And he decayed on the spot. Sorry, please, can you tell your neighbor New Testament? Let me tell you, God is still in the habit of killing. He's a God of love, but he's also the man of war. I went to a particular town 2 years ago. I saw some of my folks, family folks there. Those of them giving to witchcraft. And when I got there, you know, this is just an aside. This is not even my message anyway, because they died 2 days ago. So I don't look for trouble. But if you look for my trouble, you have to be aware that some of the consequences that may follow you is death. You have to be. Jesus said, suffer not a witch. Jesus didn't say, forgive them. I will not look for your trouble as long as you don't look for mine. When I got to that meeting, my mom was saying, "Oh, those are your people there." They. I said, "Ah, this is a good opportunity." And I went to them. I look at all of them. These were people my father sent to school. All of them. Come and greet you. I said, no. I'm sorry, I can't prostrate for you. If I prostrate, it will be a problem for you. Because I have the seven spirits. Please, I want you to declare I'm carrying the seven spirits. If that spirit cannot bend down to occult powers, it's not I cannot greet you, but the spirit inside of me cannot bow down to you. You are the one who thinks you are greeting some an elder. You took all that power inside of you to go and prostrate at an idol. And I told them, I said, "You don't deserve my greeting. I said, I'm only here to see this woman because this woman has been good to my mother. So I'm just here to greet you. I said, all of you here, your judgment is set." Immediately I left, the head of that group became sick. Immediately I stepped out, he became sick. And he could no longer talk. I didn't pray for him. I just told them their judgment was set. And he died 2 days ago. And they called me. I said, "There's not." I said, I just laughed. I said, "It's the first installment. I'm still seeing like 3 or 2 somewhere. The time of repentance is over." It's not just for you to say you have power. Do you have what it takes to beckon on it now? Now. Not that when you are being opposed, you now say you want to fast. No. You are here now. Let's address it. What that means is that there are certain things you would have done before that day. There are certain sacrifices you would have offered before the Lord. Huh? Intercessions. You will be sleeping when they try. They will die before you wake up. You just realize that when they know that you don't mind sending them to their creator, they will move to the next street. When they know that you don't mind. You see, this thing of let us live together in peace is what corrupted the Christian stream when it came into Nigeria. We now had people who wear ogboni cassock and sit in Anglican churches, in Catholic churches. They will sit down in front. And the priest knows, the reverend knows, but he cannot do anything. Cannot contend with them. There are levels in God that you have not seen. And you must aspire for it. One of the conditions is to have a very insatiable hunger. Very powerful hunger. Hunger levels that are very deep. To know God. To know His love. To know His power. To know His holiness. You must have this hunger in your soul that cannot be satisfied by man. Without hunger, you can't go find the Spirit. Please hear me again. No matter how well intentioned you are, without hunger, you can't go far with God. You can't. There's nothing anybody can. Your hunger is yours. You can do whatever you like with it. Great are you, God. You are greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you. Greatly to be praised. Great are you, Lord.
Kalabaraba Shataba. Shakata Balado Sotokato. You see, when you say you want to worship God, you worship till you can see Him. You worship till you are able to see Him in the Spirit. Where that spiritual awareness and consciousness begins to dawn on you. That's why it's easy to see somebody and you can't. If you are someone that. Let me ask a question. Have you noticed that if you are like a few. Like maybe you have 3-4 people in the same house and nobody has had their bath like around say 11 a.m. or 12 in the morning or in the afternoon. Sometimes you don't even know. Eh? You don't perceive any odor, right? Eh? In fact, when you tell your friend, I'm not at my bath today, you say, I can't perceive anything, right? The moment you go into the bathroom and come out, all of a sudden you can perceive where all the foul smell is coming from. Are you like me? Huh? You just like, go and bathe. All of a sudden, you can, you never bath. It's obvious. Why? Because you have had your bath. You are looking fresh. So anything that is not in that, it's easy to pick it out. That is the idea of staying in God's presence. When you stay with Him for so long, you just meet somebody, maybe you've not seen a person for like a month, you see, you can say, this person is far from God. You can tell. You don't need to pray. You just look at it, the aura that comes from people who have spent time with God, you can't see it because you are there, you have spent time, you are in that realm, you are experiencing. The aura is not there, and Satan is so smart, he will make you busy. Satan is so smart. Satan will never tell you not to serve God, he will give you, you keep you busy. You just notice that aura, that freshness is not there. It's like some kind of staleness. So when you worship, you are trying to bring that aura, that freshness. So you have to stay in His presence till that heavenly realm becomes a reality in your soul. That's the idea of worship. Not all this rubbish we do, trending, something. God is not in trends. And some of us still don't get it. Those trends are good for vibing, you know, parties. But you want to meet with God. You put that one aside. One of my videos online that really trended like 6 years ago. I saw it recently again. It was one old video with old small camera. We shot it inside this church. What was that song? That day I was on this, I was just singing, the God of Abraham, Isaac. That's the song, go. In fact, before I knew 6,000 views, it's a kilo day. I said, now some people, they find God. No fancy equipment, no nothing. Just, I think Sister Joy, peace. About 3 of us were here. No fancy, just one small phone like this, somewhere in front here. And that was it. The song that we give God to you, when you sing it, you will know. Yes. When you sing, it doesn't have to be a very slow song, but when you sing that song, something will click in your spirit. Let me tell you, you can change your life this morning by changing your direction. That's what it means to be born again, to repent, turn aside, turn from your current direction to the right space. It's not just about saying, God, forgive me. If you say, God, forgive me, and you are still living in the same house with her, and you are not married to her, sir, you did not repent. Repentance means when you... One brother came from Ikorodu. He came to this church. It was a first time out. We were praising God that morning. He came to the frontier and started dancing. I said, my God, this brother must be from Winner's Church. Years ago. Do you remember one? Some people are old in this church. He started dancing. I had to comment like, wow, this is like, amen. Because I can't dance this way, you know. But I was praising God. After the service, he came to see me. He said, hey, actually, I'm living with one woman. She's helping me. And I'm also, you know, because I'm sleeping there free of charge, I have to be doing other things for her at night, you know. So it's a mutually beneficial relationship. I said, are you married to her? I said, no, she has three children. She has somebody, but she left the guy. Now, so now they are together. He was saying, I said, ah, Oga, and you are dancing. You are dancing here to the glory of God. Amen. I said, bro, say you have done well. Take transport fare. Amen. I appreciated the dance. But you see, he didn't find God. Because everything he heard that day, did not remind him that he must leave that woman. If God lays his hands on you, he will make a demand on you. If God lays his hands on you, if God sees you, he will make a demand on you. He will ask you for something. So, if you cannot, and that thing that he's asking will be the requirement for the next level. But he won't tell you. He will just tell you, please help this woman. She's not in the spirit, too, so don't be confused. When God said to Abraham, give me your son, your only son. Did he have Ishmael? Was Ishmael already born? Yes. Ishmael was an older brother to Isaac. But when God wanted to enter into covenant, he said, give me your... The only one I recognize, because this one is an away match. I don't... But you have done what you normally would do as CID Sadiq, so no problem. So you brought in an equation that was not factored in the heavenly realm, which will now create a problem for you. Every time you stray from God, you give birth to Ishmael. Every time a man strays from God, he will give birth to something that looks like the promise. But that thing will later become a tormentor of his soul. You have to be careful. When the Lord asked for Isaac, he didn't tell Abraham what the implication of that decision or obedience will be. And when Abraham passed the test, what did God say? He said, now I know. Are you telling me God doesn't know everything? You see, there are some things God will wait for you to prove. You are praying, but God is waiting to see something to convince him that you are now serious. There are certain things God will not do until you do what you need to do. And the moment you get this, you now begin to ask yourself, I received the prophecy. Is there anything the Lord will have me do? That's the question. If the Lord says to you that from today, my servant Gospel, make sure he doesn't lack clothes. That instruction is not for you to discuss with her and say, yeah, let's combine. Let's come together. No. That instruction is for you. If you say from today, my servant must not lack clothes. He must not lack, if he wants to go anywhere, he must have a car to take him there. If he tells you that, you are not even expected to discuss with your wife. Eh? Do you know that it was not only Abraham that saw God when he came to the house? Sarah saw her. Sarah saw him. In fact, God had a conversation with Sarah and in the kitchen. God left the parlor, went to the kitchen, saw her where she was washing the place they used for the pounded yam. And he said to her, by this time next year. It was a casual conversation. That was why she could laugh. It was not a katekapaya to soteyakaba. It was a casual, because casual conversations happen in the kitchen. Yeah. See, a good place to get what you want from your husband. When he comes to the kitchen, give him like some smoothie, tell him to sit down, just be discussing. My friend, do you know this, my friend? She went to the, just got some items from Dubai. You know, she did this, she did that. Just give him smoothie. Just make sure it's comfortable. He will tell you, okay, that's all right. We can. What will it cost? But if he comes into the kitchen, you know, I say, hey, did I tell you that the children's school, they sent a newsletter that they have increased the school fees from 1 million to 2.5? Well, okay. I just want to drink water. I'm on my... that thing you are looking for, you will not get it. So this is an open secret. And nobody should try it on me. These are secrets among the brotherhood that we talk about, among the brotherhood. And our secretary, all of you, those of you that are close to me, you know our secretary. Don't mention his name. That's our secretary, man. So when we brotherhood, we meet, we talk. But I can tell you this one, I'm going to get a query for it because I've exposed secrets of the brotherhood. I'm telling you. So I appeal to our chairman and secretary, please don't be angry. If Abraham had told his wife, I was praying and the Holy Spirit said to me that our son, Kalimakataya, for even if he speaks in tongues with that thing he's saying, do you think Sarah will agree? Sarah will tell you, I'm also a prayer warrior. God needs to confirm this thing. Is your God a blood sucker, a blood drinker? Does he eat flesh? Say, ah, no. This one does, it sounds like a Madioa. I'm not sure you heard God. So in order to... brother, here, some of you now, you say, Pastor, this, I didn't ask you to go and do anything without telling your wife. Oh. I'm just telling you what the Bible said. That in the case of Abraham... If he had told his wife, certain things are very hefty. Eh? You can't tell someone. If the Lord tells you today that for the next 6 months, 50% of your salary, come and drop it at the altar. What do you think you will tell that we understand that God spoke to you? Except somebody whom God has also told the same before. If the Lord speaks to you now and say, for the next 6 months you are fasting. Even the head of the prayer team, when you tell her, she'll say, wow. She's already feeling sorry for you. Number one, you are very slim. You now want to add 6 months. You understand? Like in her mind, she will praise God, but in her mind, she is so sad. You know, it sounds odd. Like, why would you look at the kind of things you are hearing from? Are you even sure it's good? There was no way on earth. You must understand that the way God operates, he doesn't give you all the information at once. He will wait for your obedience, then he will talk again. Wait for your obedience, then he will talk again. And if you say God is speaking to you and what he's telling you makes sense, 50% or 70%, you are not even hearing God. Because God doesn't make sense. Most of the times, he doesn't. For him to make sense, it will be at the final stage. You now say, so this is what God was trying to do. When Abraham obeyed God and he passed that test, God said, now I know. See, therefore, in blessing I will bless you. Whosoever blesses you will be blessed. Whosoever curses you is automatically cursed. You don't need to pray, die, die, die. I have elevated you from the realm of die, die to a level that is above that, so that the moment they think it in their heart, they will be met with judgment. But you can be in the church with Abraham and you are in the same ushering department. You can be in the same department with Anna, who the Lord made a promise that you will not see death, and Simon. But out of Abraham, Simon, Anna, and some of these powerful, you are the only one who has not heard God at that level. The only thing you hear is, my son, it is well with you. Peace. You've not heard things that sound nonsensical. Huh? And let me be honest with you. There are certain things you hear about God. God will not speak at your level. He will speak above your head so that you can begin to seek him. You pray for 7 days. You begin to hear, for this is my intention for the nations. For I will bring the nations and I will cause them to bow their head at their feet. And I will cause one from among the Egyptians to rise. Everything is in symbols. When you come out, sorry, who can you share this thing with that will not think you have gone mad? So you went on 7 days fast. You came back with how the rod of the Lord shall smite the Assyrians. And now the judgment of the Lord shall be against Syria. In 2025, you see, your level, the only thing God can use to talk to you is, it is where. That's the thing you understand. You're a baby. When you get to certain levels, having to attend professional classes, classes, trainings, where they will be using the professional terms as if they expect you to already know. Huh? Then you now say, sorry, sir, we are new. You say, hey. I thought you guys are, you say, no, you take me back. We have to go back 2 more classes. I thought your class. He said, no, sorry, sir, we don't know. The man just comes in and begins to talk like you already know. Like, sorry, we don't know. Meanwhile, there are some wicked people, Sadiqs. They sit in front, 2 of them, 3 of them. They are not usually more than 3 in that class. Say, yes. So the man sees 3 people talking and he thinks the class is like that. Have you seen those kind of people? They make your life difficult. Even in secondary school, they are there. In university. Sometimes when we go for our PhD seminars, and I see some of my colleagues, I used to say, are we in the same class? Why are you sure you're supposed to be here now? Say the title value of this one. They say, oh God, calm down. And I say, Joe, sit down. Then say, sit down. What's wrong with you? My anger stems from the fact that I don't even know what the guy is talking about. But I remember they taught us this thing. So the man mentioned it last year. The guy didn't forget. Oh, my wife. We don't. That one is not paying my bills. Only for us to get to 2 years in the future. I'm not here. So the alpha value of this 0.05, your value, you are using 0.01. The only thing he said was 0.05 and 0.0. I'm already lost. I'm lost. Alpha value. What he meant to say was level of significance. The moment he said alpha value, hey, I came out of that training depressed. Meanwhile, they think you are very wise. So the guy said something that throughout the remaining 3 hours, I was like, it is possible for God to speak above your head. Because the moment he begins to speak that language, he's telling you, you are ready. You need to leave this, it is well level. And climb up. Start in relating with deeper things. He said to his servant, he said, come up hither. So it was a call that if John refuses to attend to, he will remain at that level. God said to John, come up here. It was a summon. And this brings me to another major point. Securing higher grounds in God requires an invitation. Yes. There must be a summon in the spiritual realm. God must be the one inviting you for that door to open. So if you are trusting God for higher levels, higher grounds in the realm of the spirit to open over you, over your life, because the heavens that are over your head will 100% of the time determine your experiences in life. The clouds that are over our head in Lagos is the reason why we don't have winter here. You can pray, you can fast. At most, you will get rain or sunshine. The brother that lives in Canada doesn't have to pray for winter, for snow. One of my spiritual daughters sent me a picture last night, by I think this morning, in the UK, about 9 p.m., it looked as though it was 3 p.m. I said, wow. 9 p.m., like, Mama, we know they come out for our area. Once you don't reach 9, like, everybody stay your mama house. 9 p.m. in the UK, like this, broad day. Oh, I said, my God. I said, the matter, I said, God is awesome. Ah! Then you travel to some deep corners of Europe. Sometimes, 6 months. No darkness. Then when the darkness comes, prepare your bed. You will sleep for another 4 months because you will sleep. There's no need for traffic. Just sleep. You understand? Buy Valium. Buy everything. You are going to sleep. The greatness of our God. The heavens that are opened over you will determine every season in your life. So if you want something better, or you want to move from 2 seasons to 5 seasons, come up here. John told us in the book of Revelation, he said, I was in the spirit on the last day. It means that if there is going to be a summoning upon your life, if God is going to beckon to you to usher you into new levels in the spirit, you must be in the spirit. Or let me put it this way, you must become spiritually aware of yourself. You must become spiritually aware of yourself. You must become spiritually aware of your environment. You must become spiritually aware of the territorial powers that are around you. You must become spiritually aware of the resources of the Spirit of God. You must be aware. A lot of us are not aware. Which is why we easily miss out on what God has provided. Listen, go and listen to this. And these last few things I just said, listen to it again. You must become spiritually aware of yourself. Know your giftings. That's what it means. Know your divine abilities. Know the seasons you are in. Become spiritually aware of the seasons God has put you. Are you in a season of prayer? Are you in a season of... Because sometimes God will tell you, my son, the next 2 weeks, rest. The Lord will tell you, say, rest. Turn off your phone, rest. I want you to rest. If you refuse to hear that sermon, you will start feeling pain in your body. You will pray, the pain will not go. Have you ever walked into your office? If you are in this category, wave to me. You just, nothing was wrong with you. You walked into your office and you just felt like, I don't belong here again. So that's your sermon. The moment, what you saw that one, you thought it was a spiritual attack. You saw that one, you thought the devil is after you. That was God telling you, you need to increase your pace now. Because the moment you know there is a summon, that means there is also a provision for a next level. So you begin to pray. That is not the time to go on break and you order for a goat head, shaki, pomo, roundabout, and this thing. And then you now order for just 2 wraps of amala. But the whole plate is filled with all kind of blessings from the Lord. Food can take away your spiritual awareness. God says something. You see, it takes you on that being spiritually trained to know that what just happened to you was a spiritual summon. That God just spoke to you. You were happy. You just came in. You just came like, No. My time is done here. You just knew like, no. I need to start looking for another job. The thing just dropped like a coin. Bam. You were not thinking it before. No, you just said, That's not the time to be looking for your partner in the office that will tell you, let's be grateful to God, though. You know, this is our job. Excuse me. That's for you. I heard a sermon when I came in. I heard a revelation. You see, being spiritually aware requires training. If you don't know what you are looking for, information, data, information will be passing in front of you like this, you will not be aware. You must be spiritually aware of yourself. You must be spiritually aware of the seasons God is putting you in. You must be spiritually aware of divine resources that God has made available. You must become spiritually aware of the people God has put around you. You must become spiritually aware of the warfare that is around you. You must become spiritually aware of what the Lord is saying about your territory. So when they put John in the highland of Patmos, He was praying. There was nothing to do. There was no message to preach. There was no church to attend. I was in the spirit. One of the ways to establish that spiritual awareness is by praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You are praying consistently to prime your spirit. To sharpen your ability to pick that revelation when it comes. Because sometimes the revelation may be coming from level 12 and you are on level 4. Which means you are most likely going to miss that information. With Catele, so pray there. Build up yourself in your most holy faith. Build up yourself. If the revelation comes like a trailer, like a caterpillar, you cannot afford to be a better pass, my neighbor. You must be a truck, something that can, you know, lift or bear the weight of those kind of generators. No matter how much I love you, if somebody gives you the gift of a mechanogen, I cannot say, oh, so I will not spend money. Put the generator in my boot. No. I will tell you, the Lord will bless you, the Lord will help you. Go on Google, search for trucks. They will come and help you. I'm going. Bye-bye. Because if I do that, after that day, I will not have a car again. You must become spiritually aware of your capacity, your current level, so that you know what you are building towards. Don't give yourself a false sense of importance. People don't know that when a door is opened over you, it is because a spiritual door first opened. And if the laws and the rules that guarantee the opening of that door is no more there, by the time that door has done its job, that gate will close. You will now realize that going up and down has never been the way to secure open doors. If you attend a church or you are close to a pastor whose gate that God gave to him was through singing, when he sings, God opens certain doors. If the door that is before you now requires prayers and fasting, if you go to that pastor, he cannot help you. Because that's what God gave him. So when I come to you and I notice that the grace God gave to you was with songs, I must see myself as a student, lender. When I come to him, I must not talk down on this one. I must also learn. The good thing here is that I have the opportunity to learn from both worlds. So you don't establish divine truth by pulling down another truth. You will suffer. Because you may still be faced with a door tomorrow that will require this anointing of singing. And tomorrow you may have to shift. But how do you know what to do if you only have one option? Tell your neighbor, you need to be spiritually aware. And many times, nothing gives you that leverage of being aware like being on an island of Patmos when you are alone, when you are going through a tough time, when you are having some challenges in your life, at the office, in your marriage, you are trusting God for a child. Something is happening to you that humbles you and allows you to sit down and reflect. Anytime you are in that reflective mode, it's easier for God to reach you. And one of the things that praying in tongues does for you is that it allows your spirit stabilize so that you can reflect. That's why the scriptures in book Ecclesiastes that it is better for us to go to the house of mourning, go to the house of mourning, go to where people are weeping, than to go to the house of rejoicing. Because when you go there, you remember that, this man I used to know, you see the way he used to wave in those days, is dead. You will also remember that very soon. It will be your turn. So you quickly call your wife. I'm sorry. Call this other man that you abused his mother. I say sorry. You said to, because unforgiveness is one sin that God cannot overlook. Once you have it, you are going to hell. Did you hear what I said? Even if you say you are led to Christ by Kenneth Hagin, if you have unforgiveness in your life, Or in those days when I was young, some of us used to wait for when Pastor Adeboye will come to our town. We will now say, we will now give our life to Christ. We will now be there and face. I was led to Christ by Pastor Adeboye. You know, it was like a flex. I was led to Christ by Pastor Adeboye. It's good for you. But Pastor Adeboye is not here. He has gone back to Lagos. Now me and you, they here. And I can see you. There's no fire. When people read your posts, do they stop to reflect? I'm not saying you can't be a happy person. I'm saying, but is there anything about you that causes people to sit down and think about God again? If they need people to organize the mid-year party in your office and they want to use that popular club, why are you the chairman of the committee? Are they not aware that you're a pastor? And somebody nominated you, and somebody said seconded. They actually agree that you are the best man for the job, and it's a club. How did they come to that conclusion? They've been seeing your status. So they know that even though you're a Christian, you are nominal. You can dance to anything as long as it is music. You can dance to it. There is you know the same way some people drink. Once the thing is liquid, they can drink. Because it is not what goes into a man that corrupts him, but welcome, so they are okay. One, I think we should look. Okay, I will not look at that scripture because when I look at it now, some people say, "Oton, let's start drinking. Let's start drinking." I will not read that, but I know you want you see, I will not go there. Before I go, all of you will be old, so that you won't, there will be no value in drinking again. Amen. The place of spiritual hunger is so important because your hunger is what coordinates your journey. Your hunger is what coordinates your journey. And when God is working with you, especially when you have trained yourself, and your hunger becomes a tool that he can use. One of the ways you will know that your time is done in a particular season is that the hunger for that season will begin to wane. Are you with me? It will begin to wane. To begin to wane. To begin to wane. I'm considering all this spiritual aspect now because when we get to the second service, I'm going to consider the material aspects so that we'll balance it. Before we round up here, I want us to read, and probably this is where we'll start off in the second service, Psalm 105, verse 24. Are you blessed? So, please, before you put up the scripture, I hope you are finding out that a lot of the work has to do with you. If you pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, you cannot be at the same level with somebody who only prayed. You cannot. God is not unfair. Prayer is a spiritual activity and it comes with its own reward. Prayer is one of the checklists we look at when we are searching for fervency of spirit. When you say a person is fervent in the spirit, one of the things we look at is prayer. Another thing we consider when looking for fervency of spirit is your aversion for sin. I think that's the word. Aversion for sin. When you see people sinning, are you smiling? Are you laughing? Are you screen grabbing the picture? Hey, are you here? Are you screen grabbing the picture? Is your photo gallery born again? As soon as second service is over. That's your assignment. Don't go and sit down. Start deleting. Because the day your soul will be weak, you will see that picture, you will see that video again. And Satan will afflict you. Are you still here? There's a lot of work we have to do. There are certain things dancing will not do. There are certain things prayer will not do. You must have a good combination of several skills. Even in the world of video editing, you may have a video file. After you cut, join, that is only the first phase. You now need to begin to, you take it to the next level, begin to clean up. You apply effect, you apply transitions, you smoothen it. If somebody sees like people think, oh, this must be a professional. Not just cut and join as if you are a Baba Sidi at Isheyin. Somewhere in your town. Just cut and join. Shh, that's it. Somebody cut and join, cut off the head of the person in the picture. Cut it off, he forgot. So when they now open the file, say, he was looking surprised. The owner of the picture was looking surprised. But you did the work. See, he doesn't even know what to do. The shock is, I don't even know what to do. You know, there's a surprise. Okay, I know what happened. Hold on. Look for the raw file. Control X. Look for something. The guy says, hey, it's like this thing is complete. It's condemned, though. And some people are like that spiritually. You get into the house, you get into a family, see somebody rolling on the floor. Stop. Stop that. Yeah, come out. One of the signs we look for, I gave you for fervency of spirit, right? I gave you what? Prayer, the second one. Huh? Aversion for sin. Number three, boldness. That boldness is rooted in authority. It's not careless. It's not a careless boldness. It's rooted in authority. When you come into a place, what does it say? Stop. It's just the same way you get into your office. Everybody in the office, from the gate man, the security man, everybody knows their authority level. You understand? How can you say you're a Christian for 7 years? You cannot even place yourself spiritually. And when something happens, the first thing, you are crying. Abba. So what have you learned? What have you learned? You are here. What have you learned? Why has this message not entered your soul? Because this is not a speech. And I'm not here to give you a good way message. I'm telling you what you will take away from here and reorganize your space. Even if you want to get married, I hope you know that person is coming from somewhere. I hope you know that most of the problems in that family, that girl's parents hid it from her. So you need to be observant. You need to have history. You need to have revelation. If not, you will never know the secrets of your family. Say, open my eyes, O Lord. Say, open my eyes, O Lord. Show me the higher grounds. Lead me there. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice saying, what? Come up hither. And when John got there, the moment he climbed higher, what happened to him? He began to see. He saw the throne room of God. He saw the description of God. He saw the perfection around God. He saw it. He saw it. But where he was before that moment, he couldn't see it. This summoning will open the doors of revelation to you. You will see things. You will no longer be confused because you can see what you are talking about. You can see it. You know that this level, this next level for this family, this is what it will take. Don't let your university education become an hindrance to your spiritual evolution. Many people who are not so educated have learned the way of the spirit and they are going farther than even people who are educated. Because for every level, there is a commensurate authority. When we come back second service, we start from that scripture. But I want you to rise up on your feet. We're going to pray two prayer points. And I want you to pray it like your life depends on it. Now, look at me. It's very possible for God to have summoned John. And he will not have heard. Are you hearing me? God would have summoned him, but he will not have heard. So you are going to cry to God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause me to hear the summon of heaven. As you beckon upon my spirit, cause me to hear you. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I need prayer warriors today. Don't pray quietly. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Lord, we say, Lakotoye Kasaida. Lord, cause us to hear the summon of heaven. In the name of Jesus. We want to hear the summon of heaven. 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 Lopakata, I want you to pray until something happens in your spirit. Lord, lekapara tekazianda linamasa. Cause me to hear the summon of heaven. Cause me to hear the beckoning of the spirit. Lekatabarekataya lekasaida. Let me hear your voice calling me. Let me hear your voice calling me. Let me hear your voice calling me. Kandele barakataya dabasote. Pataye katala marositaya. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The scripture says, we delight ourselves in the Lord and he shall give us the desires of our heart. That means there is a kind of rejoicing. There is a kind of joyful expression that compels the answer of heaven. There is a way I must be filled with the spirit of joy. There is a way I must rejoice before him that commends the hand of God to come in my direction. I want you to receive the spirit of gladness this morning. I want you to receive the spirit of gladness this morning. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray this morning. Begin to pray this morning. Receive the spirit of joy and gladness. In the name of Jesus. Receive the spirit of joy and gladness. He will give me. Will you arise?
Delight myself in the Lord.
He will give me. Will you arise?
I will arise. He will give me
all my desire.
Will you arise?
Hallelujah.